WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing an impossible standard? Like there's this invisible line of perfection just out of reach, and every stumble sends you spiraling into a self-criticism spiral. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the beast that is perfectionism and learning how to tame it with some seriously ancient wisdom because let's be real, Stoicism is like having a personal therapist who happens to be a philosophy genius from centuries ago. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the self-criticism and finally embrace your imperfections. Think of it as a mental detox. You're gonna feel lighter, freer, and more ready to tackle whatever life throws your way. First things first. Perfection is an illusion. We live in a world obsessed with picture-perfect lives and unrealistic expectations, but let's call it out for what it is. A total mirage. No one is perfect, not even that influencer who seems like they are living their best life 24/7. Remember, behind every curated Instagram post are real people with real struggles. Accepting this can be a huge weight off your shoulders. It's okay to not be flawless. Second, focus on progress, not perfection. We often get so caught up in reaching some arbitrary endpoint that we forget to appreciate the journey. Instead of striving for an unattainable ideal, celebrate every small step forward. Did you finally finish that project after weeks of procrastination? You rockstar. Did you manage to go for a walk even though your body was screaming at you to stay on the couch? Give yourself a high five. Every little victory counts. Third, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a best friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them for making a mistake? Of course not. You'd offer support and encouragement, right? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Remember, everyone messes up. It's part of being human. Learn from your mistakes, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Next, reframe your thoughts. When those negative self-critics start whispering in your ear, challenge their validity. Are they really true? Or are you just letting fear and insecurity take over? Try replacing those critical thoughts with positive affirmations. Instead of saying, I'm not good enough, try I am capable and worthy. Your mindset matters, believe it or not. You have the power to change the narrative. Lastly, remember your values. What truly matters to you? Is it your relationships, your health, your creative pursuits? When you focus on living in alignment with your values, it becomes easier to let go of perfectionism and embrace the things that bring you joy. It's not about being perfect, it's about being authentic and true to yourself. Now imagine this. You're working on a big project, and despite putting in hours of effort, things aren't going as smoothly as you'd hoped. You start feeling the familiar pangs of self-criticism creeping in. That voice tells you you're not smart enough, talented enough, or capable enough to pull it off. But then you remember our key takeaways. You remind yourself that perfection isn't the goal, progress is. You celebrate the effort you've already put in and focus on taking things one step at a time. You practice self-compassion, telling yourself it's okay to struggle, everyone does. And most importantly, you remember your values. Creativity, perseverance, and learning from challenges. This shift in mindset allows you to move forward with renewed energy and focus, knowing that even if things don't go perfectly, the journey itself is valuable. So, what are you waiting for? Take these insights and put them into action. Start by noticing those self-critical thoughts and challenging their validity. Celebrate your small wins, practice self-compassion, and remember to focus on what truly matters to you. The world needs your unique talents and perspectives, even with all the imperfections, trust me, they make you more interesting anyway. Go out there, embrace your journey, and let's build a world where we celebrate progress over perfection. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little stoic wisdom in their life. Until next time, keep it real, keep it stoic, and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.